thank you for joining us for Daryl Turner's 180 Audio, where each week Daryl injects inspiration, motivation, and pure energy into your business and personal life. Your audio will begin momentarily.
Hey, it's Daryl Turner. Welcome to Jumpstart 180 Audio, your weekly Monday morning. Get it going. Have a great week. 3 to 4 minute jumpstart of information. This week's jumpstart is entitled Finding the Gold. You know, today I had the opportunity to spend time with three very, very special people in my life, and we had the opportunity to do a little gold panning. I don't know if you've ever done it or not, but it is a slow process. It is a tedious process. It is somewhat of a rigged process, I might believe, and how much gold they may have thrown in this dirt that you're panning through for a few dollars a person to be able to do it and have fun and experience gold panning. But the reality is there are some simple steps to panning gold that cross directly over into panning gold in business. You see, the gold flakes or the gold nuggets or the pieces of gold are tiny and minute in the grand scheme of all of the dirt and what they called placer, which lays in the bottom of that trough. And in order to find that gold, you must follow a process. Now, I want you to think about this for a minute. You can accidentally stumble on a piece of gold without a process, but you will not find the maximum amount of gold that you can find without a process. Now, let's translate that into business. You can find some gold. You can make a sale. You can get an occasional customer. You can have a victory or two without a process. But you cannot have sustainable, measurable victories and growth and success without some sort of process to follow. Here's why. If you don't have a process and you attempt something and you don't have a result, you usually won't attempt it again. But if you're following a process that you know is proven and you know that it works and you don't have success one time or two times, you will not stop the process if you realize the process actually works. You just realize that time or those two times you did not find what you were looking for. You did not make the sale that you were after. You did not find that gold nugget that you were hoping would be there. What's the importance of process? Process is the foundation of longevity. It keeps you engaged. It keeps you doing certain things. When you know the process works, when you know that it's proven, on those times in which you do not have success, all you have to do is keep doing that process. You know that the success will come. You see, you dig down, you get up the placer, which you and I might call mud, and we swish it around in the pan, and we follow the steps, and there's a little piece of gold, or two little pieces, or three little pieces, or four little pieces, but they are minute in the grand scheme of what else was in that pan when you first got started. You work your way to the four nuggets, and then you do it again, and you work your way to the four nuggets, and you do it again, and at the end of the day, at the end of all the time and moving who knows how much dirt, you've got a vial with maybe a few pieces of gold that are in the bottom of it. But the reality is, as long as you continue the process, you will continue the results. You decide to go sideways on that process. You decide to circumvent that process. Those results will also go sideways on you. Now, that doesn't mean that you won't have an occasional success, kind of like that kid when my 20-year-old today was playing baseball, and his name was Herbert, and he got up to bat and had a perfect pitch go across the plate and he didn't swing, and next perfect pitch went across the plate and didn't swing, and his dad yelled from the sidelines, "Herbert, swing at something," and he looked at his dad, and the very next pitch came straight over the top of Herbert's head, and yeah, you guessed it, he leaned back, he swung that bat sideways over the top of his head, and the worst thing happened you could possibly imagine, he hit the ball. And what's the lesson here? Well, the lesson is a question. What do you think Herbert swung at the entire rest of the game? Yeah, you see, what happened was he got away from the proven process. He did something that's outside the realm of what we know is a principle, and he accidentally hit the ball. And what that did is conditioned his mind to believe that the process isn't really the worthy element of what he was there to do. Just swing at something, Herbert. That's all he could remember. Herbert never hit another ball the rest of that game. Moral of the story, don't let your accidental success keep you from your ultimate victory. Follow the process like panning gold. We moved a lot of dirt to find a little bit of gold, but guess what? That little bit of gold cost significantly more, or is worth significantly more than all the dirt put together that was in that trough. I hope you've enjoyed this audio this week, and welcome to Jumpstart 180 Audio. If you're new, pass this to a friend. If you're not new, wait for next week's. It's going to be just as fun. Thanks for joining me. Have a fantastic week.
Thank you for listening to this week's 180 Audio. For any questions or comments, please feel free to email us at info@darylturner.com. or you can follow Daryl on Twitter at Daryl Turner. We look forward to hearing from you soon.